WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
All year long, there have been events commemorating the bicentennial of Mozart's death, which actually comes around this Thursday. There have also been many books reassessing the composer's life and legacy. There's a new novel about Mozart by Anthony Burgess called On Mozart. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
When he is good, the prolific and promiscuous Anthony Burgess is an angel of a writer, as in A Clockwork Orange, or Enderby Outside, or Earthly Powers. When he's bad, he's a brat, as in his wicked list of 99 great novels, or his quite odious obituary trashing Graham Greene. Most of the time, he's in between, being clever. That he should write a book on Mozart in this bicentennial year of the composer's death is no surprise. Burgess has written several novels about geniuses, like Shakespeare and Napoleon and Jesus, and he's also a composer himself. That he has written this particular book about Mozart means that he's being Burgess, both an angel and a brat. We have in one volume several imaginary conversations in heaven, among the likes of Beethoven, Mendelssohn, Wagner, Rossini, Berlioz, Schoenberg, Gershwin, and Stendhal. Stendhal. Yes, and keep your eye on him. He'll be back. There's the libretto of an opera about Mozart in Vienna insulting his patrons. There's a screenplay about Mozart, his father, his rival Salieri, the Queen of Prussia, and other lowlifes. There's a schizophrenic dialogue between someone named Anthony and someone named Burgess, who disagree about everything. Meanwhile, Lorenzo De Ponte makes fun of Henry James. And in the middle of all of this, before we finally get to what Burgess himself really thinks about Mozart and his bicentennial, and music, and literature, and history, there is also a short story, purportedly by Stendhal, which seems to be set more or less among the aristocracy on the eve of the French Revolution, and which is intended to mimic, in thematic prose, Mozart's Symphony No. 40 in G minor. This is a romp. I like hearing Mendelssohn talk about Beethoven's bow wow style, or Wagner's saying that musical notes can be a river, a sword, a funeral pyre, a horse, or Gershwin's telling us that the chromatic scale is not in nature and you know it, or if it is, it's too high up the harmonic series to make sense except to bats. Like Burgess, I believe that music is all verbs, and I like his comparison of Mozart with such literary counterparts as Balzac in France, H.G. Wells in England, and remarkably, Dante, in Italy and in Paradise. I even like his doggerel. If I'm not quite as impressed by Burgess being Stendhal being symphonic, it's because Garcia Marquez has already written a full-length novel, Autumn of the Patriarch, based on Bartok's six-string quartets. The heavenly conversations remind me too much of Milan Kundera's in his last novel, Immortality, which also had similar things to say about sentimentality and vulgarity, and said them better than Burgess does. There's also some pernicious Islam bashing, but this is Burgess being Eurocentric bratty, the hall monitor at the Vatican. He clearly loves Mozart, after whom civilization went into a decline. And if his explanation why isn't exactly a symphony, an opera, or a requiem mass of verbs, but more a crackerjack box of rondos and scherzos, counterpoint, cantabile, and minuet, well, there was only one Amadeus, and he died so young that we still feel lousy about it. And it's wonderful to be told here that he's teaching God to play the harpsichord.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed On Mozart by Anthony Burgess.